Though what exactly Scully had confessed to was never revealed, most likely he gave pretty much the same story Lewis had. But combined with all the other evidence Winder's detectives had collected, the two men's statements were enough for Confederate authorities to conclude that Webster should be tried as a spy. Webster did himself no favors when he testified at Scully's trial that he had known the Irishman since April 1861 and that he was a friend of the South. The investigators knew from Lewis's and Scully's statements that Webster was lying, particularly about Scully being a Southern loyalist. Also, Lewis's and Scully's disclosure that Pinkerton had asked them to deliver a letter to Webster clearly meant that Webster was part of the Pinkerton spy team. The revelations were embarrassing for the Confederate government. Webster had been a trusted mail courier between Richmond and Baltimore. He had given sensitive letters and documents to carry between the two cities. The rebel leadership was now out for blood. Webster's trial lasted several days. Scully disclosed even more than what Lewis had earlier assumed, that Webster had been a Pinkerton employee, and that Scully had come to Richmond to collect information from Webster and take it back to Washington. Lewis, who hardly recognized Webster because he looked so pale and gaunt, tried to stick to the story he gave Crump. He told the court that he did not really know Webster, that he had heard that Webster had carried Confederate mail, but had never seen him do it, and that he came to Richmond only to deliver to Webster a letter whose content he hadn't read. While McClellan prepared to lay his siege, Richmond newspapers reached Pinkerton at the Army of the Potomac's headquarters south of Yorktown with stories that Lewis and Scully had been sentenced to die for spying, but had been spared after they fingered Webster. Richmond's papers arrived at the detective's tent almost as fast as they landed on the doorsteps of the city's residence, which irritated Confederate officials no end. Stunned, Pinkerton went to McClellan and begged him to send emissaries under a flag of truce to Richmond to bargain for the release of the three men. McClellan refused, fearing such a move would acknowledge the three were spies and hasten their walk to the hangman. Pinkerton had pleaded the case for Lewis, Scully, and Webster when he met with Lincoln and during follow-up conferences with Stanton and other cabinet members. Throughout the Civil War, the Union and Confederate armies followed the unofficial rule that if an agent was caught behind enemy lines wearing a uniform, he was not considered a spy and was treated as a war prisoner. If he was disguised in civilian clothes or traveling under false pretenses, he was deemed a spy and could be hung.